Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reesa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Reesa. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Jim Zulli. How are you doing this fine Monday morning?
This summertime day, huh? Here we are in the summertime. And how did you enjoy your longest day? You know, yesterday was the longest day, you know.
Oh, my. Well, yeah. I guess the sun was up a long time yesterday.
Yeah, it was a long, and boy, talking about starting the summer out with beautiful weather, I mean, you just can't beat this. You know, I think it was like 83 or something. But I think the listeners are getting tired of hearing me say that. But it does, you know.
Well, they're tired of me being out of town, but I'm also out of town again. I'm
Wyoming.
In the lovely city of Casper, Wyoming.
Casper, Wyoming. Wow. Yeah, that's so cool. I'd like to get up there. Is it like I see on TV with the old towns and, you know, the saloons and people riding around on horses? Or do they actually have...
That's the movies, okay?
Oh. Okay.
It doesn't quite work that way.
All right.
But it is beautiful here in Casper, Wyoming. It's got lovely stuff.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
They sure shoot us into the hot topic quick.
So, and my hot topic was kind of a little bit about Wyoming. It's beautiful here. It's valleys and lots of open space and just wide open. But my real hot topic is about these airplanes and getting stranded in airports.
Oh.
I mean, I felt bad. I was flying standby because it was kind of last minute. But it took me 24 hours to get from Los Angeles to Casper, Wyoming, which is, as it is, it's kind of hard because you have to stop over somewhere because nobody flies direct to Casper, not from any major cities except from Denver. But these people that got stranded on their way to Rome, it's really becoming a problem because the airlines have cut back so much. They have fewer planes available. They have fewer crew available. It's kind of sticky here trying to deal with these airlines nowadays, you know?
Wow.
I don't know. I remember the days when getting on an airplane and going somewhere was a real adventure. You had, you know, it was very luxurious. You had great customer service. Not so much now. It's like they're doing you a favor. They used to say, you have a choice with who you fly with. Thank you for flying with us. They didn't even say that on any of the flights that I flew on.
No,
so they can leave you on a tarmac. They will leave you in a plane. They will leave you in an airport. I slept in an airport for the first time in my life.
Wow.
And they don't do anything to make it comfortable. So bring your own blankets. Bring your own pillows. Be prepared. If you get stuck on an airplane, have some snacks in your purse. You know, it's a new kind of party. And what's your hot topic?
I heard that on the radio. They were saying there's a large group of people that there was no hotels. They had to stay in the terminal. And
exactly.
Like 100 people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have a hot topic today on just basically staying in touch, staying in tune about stats with this baby boomer and the impacts we have. The largest demographic of baby boomers in the U.S. is about 42%. That's what we account for. And they account for nearly half of all the consumer goods that are purchased every year. So that's a stat that a lot of people know. That's a lot of consumer goods. Other ways this group affects the way the nation runs are baby boomers are a social group. Now, surprisingly enough, a lot of people may think, well, you know, the older folks, they don't keep up to date on the tech stuff. Well, they are online, and they have many social activities and much interaction to spread news, and they keep in touch through the internet, and they spread their information on the new technology. So, you know, they're not so far behind except me. They do much research. More than 8 out of 10 baby boomers that have access to the Internet use global network to access information on overall health. So they get the statistics and they can share it. 60% have the smartphones with a medical app. That's keeping up. Baby boomers have health care concerns in communities they live in. So a vast majority of today's baby boomers have at least one chronic illness that needs treatment, which causes the need for all these clinics. So it's a thing to think about if you're moving somewhere. You have to have access to clinics and hospitals. Baby boomers make they make an impact because of their numbers. Also, a large impact on the product market. So think about this. So again, if you're thinking about a small business or something on the side, keep this in mind, because if you're going to advertise a product, it's a big market. You know, an investor told me, Reith, a long time ago, follow the baby boomers and you'll do fine. So that's why we see on TV. What do you watch all the time? All these commercials on hair loss and, you know, the wheelchair lift up and down the stairs, and we're just getting inundated with all these commercials. So it's an idea. So, Reith, make your investments and keep your stocks focused on the baby boomers.
Okay. Sounds like a winner. And that brings us up to our first commercial.
Hey, guys. What's up? My name is Eric Ezizuli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist. CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media networking, fundraising. We have 7 different divisions, from TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing. We're a one-stop shop. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. Follow the movement, and remember, hashtag Easy Way. If you're a like-minded individual looking to do positive things, check us out.
Yay. All right, Eric's been a busy guy.
Doing it the easy way.
Doing it the easy way.
We're doing it the easy way. Well,
people are finding out
really
that it works. There's a lot of excited people. Yeah. But,
and we're really going to do it the easy way today. We have some guests that are some old friends. Oh, well, one is at least an old friend of Easy Way Broadcasting. And we're going to have an extended segment today. We're not going to have Jim's. We're not going to have Tech Time, because I believe our next two guests have such valuable information that we need to give them as much time as we can today. And with us we have Kelly Capel and David Simpkins.
Kelly,
are you there?
Hi.
Hello, Kelly.
I'm here.
Yay.
Hi there. And
Kelly,
David, are you there?
Thanks.
No, David is not on this particular call. He's actually in the air right now. He's flying from Phoenix back up to Oregon.
Oh,
so
okay. So
they're not able to be on this call. Just me.
Well, that's
you,
fine, Kelly.
Sure
we're happy to have
go.
You, and we hope he doesn't get stranded and has to sleep in a terminal somewhere. That's what we were talking about on the show.
I was listening to your updates, and I was thinking the same thing.
Good Lord.
I have information to share, so we'll just get it all from you this time. Now,
Kelly,
I want to say that Kelly is an actress. She's a writer. She's a producer. She's a strategic brand PR consultant. You've got lots of hats. I've been with you on lots of red carpets. You not only walk the red carpet, you host red carpets. You're just an all-round Renaissance woman.
Reitha, you missed one of Kelly's attributes. She is just a cool lady. She is such a nice person.
Truly is.
Putting aside all that stuff, you know. And, Kelly, I'm so sorry I haven't, run into you or give you a tweet or something over the since I saw you last, but it's like Reitha is trying to pull me into this world, but I just, Eric had me on Facebook. I don't really use it, and I'm trying to get into this stuff. You know, I'm just very slow at it. You know.
No worries at all, Jim. Because I tell you what, honestly, in this last almost a year now, I have literally fallen off the face of the earth.
First, tell us about your career, and then tell us what happened.
Business, Reef is business, Kelly.
Okay. Well, literally, I was at the top of my career, and I have been as a producer, a filmmaker. I've had three shows, three short films at the Cannes Film Festival and go every year, Sundance. I've had a show that I produced and a host called ISL Live. It's a takeoff of my scripted series called It's So LA, which actually is being looked at as for foreign distribution right now. Keep your fingers crossed for that. I've got a couple of scripts with a development team that just came out of Cannes this year and is on their way to Berlin.
Kelly, I'm finding out that's where the money is a lot, you know. Reeve and I were talking about that. It says, you know, there might be some things going on here, but you go, geez, I haven't heard about this actor or this producer. Well, they're doing fine in Europe, and, you know, we don't hear about that.
Well, exactly. It's interesting because there's this whole movement in Los Angeles and in California. It's called Runaway Hollywood. And a lot of the production has run out of Hollywood into other parts of the country and other parts of the world for production costs. And they're trying desperately to, you know, affect the political, you know, movement here to bring tax incentives and to bring the support that the industry needs. And I think that, you know, a lot of people are looking, you know, production people are looking at other alternatives at this point.
I would imagine,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Now,
we were talking about that. We need
the
business.
You're at the top of your game. You're producing. You've got your shows going on. And then, bam, what happens?
Well, last summer, at the very, very top of my game, I was invited over by the Chinese government to be part of a delegation for film, television, and digital media. And they hosted me for just over 2 weeks. To go through Beijing and the southern China to look at the indigenous villages and the whole Chinese culture and find a way to integrate that into a world voice for film production there, and also to get the Chinese stories into a more mainstream international realm, just like India has been so successful in doing. They're looking to do the same thing. And so they brought me over as part of that delegation. And that's when things started getting wild. I started having this like pain and really weakness in my left hip and my leg. And we were doing a lot of walking. So it was not, and a lot of bus riding, you know, to the different villages in the mountains. And it was just getting worse and worse. And when I got back to the States, I went to the doctor and started having, you know, tests and trying to figure out what was wrong with my leg. I thought, you know, maybe a nerve or I had no idea. And had x-rays, which led to MRIs. And then the one doctor that started looking at the MRIs for my lower spine and things, she decided that the degeneration that was going on in my lower back that we, at this age, we all have a little bit. The weakness was not in accordance with what she saw on the x-ray. So she sent me over with my MRIs to LAC, USC, to the neurology department to see if there was nerve damage. So I went over there, took my film, 7 o'clock in the morning. It was right during AFM. So I thought I could get in and out. You know, I had to go through the emergency room. That was the quickest way in. And I thought I could get in and out by about like 2 and get to my afternoon meetings. And I was there all day. The neurologist kept coming down, checking me out. And then finally about 12:30 in the morning, I'm still there with no cell phone service. They wheeled me up to get head and neck MRIs to see if there was nerve damage. And about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, the neurologist came down and checked me into ICU right then and there.
Wow.
And I was, it was like I fell, it was like I was an alien being probed, you know, in an alien planet being probed. I disappeared, nobody knew where I was, and now they were taking me up. It was wild. It was so wild. And I was in ICU for a week, and they did more head x-rays, more tests, and started preparing me for a biopsy, a surgery. And what they found was a large, very rare tumor growing from my brainstem. It's called a clivus chordoma. And it's the size of a golf ball, and it's literally growing out of my brainstem into the pons area, which was causing the weakness in my left side. And other symptoms that I hadn't, you know, identified as symptoms, but now looking back, it was like, oh, my God, I should have seen the signs. But so that's the crazy thing that happened to me that day.
You know, if you want to give God a laugh, tell him your plans, right?
Exactly. And you know what the funny thing is? Bringing God into the mixture of this, because this, so many crazy things physically have happened to me since then. I mean, it went from bad to worse. But the one thing that I have always maintained during this whole ride is that all of this physical stuff is just ridiculous. I mean, it's crazy.
A bunch of stuff we got to deal with. Yeah.
Exactly. But the real story for me, the real journey for me through this is a spiritual one. And whatever the doctors, whoever, you know, whatever they tell me physically is going on with my body, I know inside me, every cell of my being is a higher consciousness that is guiding me through every step of whatever comes into my path. And no matter what happens, I'm guided, and it's okay. I haven't had 1 ounce of fear sitting in the hospital, you know, and after that.
This is all just stuff. This is all stuff that happens while we're here. We're going to have all kinds of stuff happen to us. But it's
exactly.
Like I've always said, when we leave, there's only one thing we take with us, and that's that spiritual travel bag. And in it are all the good and bad things we've done in life. And hopefully when we sit across from the Lord and open it up, more good things pop out than bad things.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But no, you're a strong lady. I remembered working with you. You're just a strong, positive lady. And that's, well, you know, I went through all that stuff. Aretha knows, and you probably know. And, I mean, I had homes all over. I was buying homes like crazy in the Gulf Coast. And as you're going to start working on the golf course situations and all this. And I was really on a roll with really, really positive flips. And boom, Katrina hits, washes away a bunch of homes. The recession hits, wipes out the Florida properties. And then a year later, I get hit with this lymphoma thing. And it's like, you know, each time one of these things came up, I go, oh, well, whatever. You know, I lose 10 homes. That's whatever. So if you want to make money in real estate, follow what I do and do the opposite, and you'll be fine.
Well, exactly. And that's what a journey like this really, you do. You dig deep. And you realize that all of the stuff, all of the red carpets, all of the stuff that you do, the whole type A personality that I have been my entire life, building and growing and, you know, doing.
You keep going, yeah.
Yeah,
There's a little scripture that says, for your anguish, rejoice, because the glory I have for you in heaven will be far greater. I mean, that's down the road a bit, but, you know, it's just like you said, the things that we go through here, you can't really plan on a bunch of stuff here. It's going to be good. It's going to be bad. We're going to go through all our things, but you always roll through with a positive attitude. I could tell in your voice, right, Reith? She always sounds
so
bubbly.
Just this. But a lot of us just rely on traditional medicine, rely on what the doctor says. And, Kelly, what did you do?
Well, I started down the path of natural care. I mean, and of course, I'm waiting for my surgical team to be put together because it's a series. It's not just one surgery that they want to do. It'll be a few years of surgeries because the tumor is actually wrapped around all my major arteries in my brain. I mean, it's kind of like everywhere. It's like a big fog. And so it's not real easy. It's not something they can go in and just cut out, and they can't get all of it because it's actually growing. It's embedded into my brainstem, and they've got to. I'm not going to go into the details of what they want to do because it's kind of gnarly, but suffice it to say, it's extensive. So they have to pull together different experts in ears, nose, and throat specialists and the neurology team. So while they were doing that, I decided, you know what, I'm going to do absolutely everything I can with the time that I have to try and get my, you know, get my body into shape and to heal this as myself, because I know my body is strong, and I know my faith is strong and my determination is strong, and I just started educating myself. And
Kelly, I can't tell you how important the attitude is. I know it sounds corny. Reese and I have talked about this. I know it sounds corny because people say it all the time. Oh, yeah, attitude. But I'll tell you, I've been through all this with a ward full of guys at the VA, and the ones with the positive attitudes that, oh, we can knock this out, it made so much difference. I talked to the nurses and those people. It makes so much difference than the ones that think, oh, boy, I'm finished. You know, I got to get my life insurance
policy.
Absolutely.
Totally. Exactly. And that's the message I really want to share, is because I have a completely different perspective on health and healing. You really do, with your mind and your body, there's a truth inside that if you can dig deeper than the story that they're trying to lay on you and tap into your own spiritual power, you can create your prognosis. You can create the path that you want to ride down. It's just, it's amazing.
Larry King had a show, and they asked him, Larry, of all the shows you've done, thousands of shows, what is one that stuck out? Just hit us with one. And he said, there was one show that I remember. I had six people on the panel. Three were religious people, three were science people, and they were the heads of their fields and so on. And they asked him one question, and they all shook their heads in agreement. And he said he's never seen that because they always disagree no matter who they are. And he said, you know, the question was, the way in which you think determines an outcome. And they thought they'd have a big debate. And they all agreed. The religious people said biblically. The science people said it's proven. The way in which you think can determine. And you would think, well, how does thinking determine any outcome? That's not tangible. But it does.
It's proven.
It's
part of your body, though.
It's a
inner working of your body, of telling your body what it should do. But you also were proactive. So what else did you do, Kelly?
Yeah.
Well, I started doing everything from ozone therapy and like ozone IVs, like straight into my jugular vein. I mean, some serious gnarly stuff. And immediately stopped eating all sugar whatsoever, all wheat, all dairy, all corn, all GMO type crops like corn and soy, cut everything out of my diet and went raw, did raw foods. And that's the first thing I did because I realized after doing research that that cancer is actually, it's crazy, an outgrowth of candida, which is a fungus. And the cancer cells, they are fueled by glucose. And whatever you put into your body that creates glucose, that will feed, you know, sugar and white breads and things like that, that will feed cancer cells. A normal cell can take their energy from two ways. They can take it from glucose and they can take it from fat. So if you cut out the glucose and just have healthy fats like avocados and things like that, your normal cells will still live and, you know, survive. But the cancer cells can't survive unless they are fed. So I started, you know, going down that path. I did everything. People were sending me all kinds of remedies and things. I did cannabis oil, all kinds of things. But what happened was, and it's crazy because I did not realize how sick I was inside when all of this, the tumor was just the tip of the iceberg. What happened about a month later while I'm still waiting for surgery is my system, my body started shutting down. I went from about 125 pounds to 95 pounds. My hair started falling out. It's like my organs just stopped. And I didn't realize that I was so had so much toxicity that with me detoxing, my immune system was already so compromised, it put too much stress on my system, and nothing could be detoxed. It couldn't process that detoxification. And so it started, my body, in its infinite wisdom, started closing down, shutting down absolutely everything except my vital organs to protect them in a course of trying to survive. And my bones started degenerating. I mean, literally before my eyes, all of the nutrition in my body was leached to try
to
How did you come in contact with David?
Well, David Simpkins, he's a natural health consultant, and he has an amazing ability to see and work with exact energy patterns of the physiological body. And by the grace of God and my father, who's in Texas, and, you know, he's British, and he has a ranch in Texas, and these Texas guys don't talk about any woo-woo stuff, I'm here to tell you. So it was a sign from God, a direction, that this David's number came to me through his neighbor, to him, to me. It was just a real testament that it would come down that, out of all the alternative healers that I know, that's how I got David's number, you know?
And then what happened with you and David?
On the first call on the telephone, he was able in less than 5 minutes to tell me exactly, and he's never seen me, never talked to me, never seen a film, never anything. He was able to tell me exactly what my brain tumor, what it was doing, where it was, that it was caused by originally by mold with parasites sticking it up my spine, which is why it was growing out of my brainstem. He was able to identify and tell me exactly what I had seen on all of my films, on all of the MRIs and stuff, of where it was, what it was doing. And he told me the crisis that my soul was in not in having this type A stressful lifestyle and many, you know, kicks, you know, disappointments in life and things. He was able to tell me that within 5 minutes, and I knew immediately that this was the person, this was the one person that was being sent to me that could help me maneuver my way through this mess.
Now, we're almost out of time, but I want to get to you're having a teleconference. So everybody can be exposed to your story and to David, and it's also a fundraiser. Tell us about, first of all, I also want to say, if someone's interested in seeing your journey, you document it, and not the gnarly part, but you documented it on your Facebook page. So what's your Facebook page or any other way that they can see your story?
So they can follow me on Facebook. It's just Facebook, Kay Koppel. You can even do a Google search for Kelly Koppel and find most of my sites. I also just started
Before you go on, how do you spell it?
Oh, K-O-P-P-E-L.
And Kelly is K-E-L-L-I-E. So Kelly Koppel.
Koppel.
On Facebook, and you can just Google you and find all your websites.
All my websites.
And then tell us about the teleseminar.
So I've been working with David for the last 4 months, and I've gone from that point of almost near death. I mean, literally a week or two away from death, to now I'm vibrant again. I've gained, 12 pounds. I've come so far, and I do a very strict regimen of herbs and supplements, and it's amazing. And what's happened right now is I've not been able to work since October, and I have plowed through every bit of my savings. And in order to continue with treatments, we're having a fundraiser, and David has been so generous to donate his time and his energy, and we've put together a teleseminar for this coming up Saturday. The information will be on my Facebook page, but you can also find all of the information for donations and for the teleseminar at Brainchild, B-R-A-I-N, Brainchild, C-H-I-L-D, 11-4. 11-4 was the day they found my brain tumor. So brainchild11-4.com is the site for the fundraiser. And you can sign up for the teleseminar. It's a $25 donation. It's a 90-minute call, and it will blow your socks off. I'm here to tell you right now, this man and his abilities will blow your socks off.
And well, Kelly, that's so cool. I know, I can relate to the weight thing because I was 195, and when I finished all the stuff, I went down to 138. And for 6'4", that's not good. But the problem was, and when I got done with some of these treatments, the food tasted horrible. And my doctor, he asked me, he said, "Do you want to know your diagnosis?" We were sitting across from each other. And I said, "Sure, whatever. You know, I could care less what it was." And he said, "Well," he was an Asian guy, and he said, "You have very aggressive lymphoma." And he looked down on the floor, and he shook his head. I'm thinking that. And he said, "Very tough to beat." And I said, "Good." And he looked up at me. I said, "Because I have a very aggressive immune system, very tough to beat." And then the old doctor comes out laughing, and he said, "That's what beats this stuff." And I looked at my watch. I said, "If we're all done, I got to go to work, you know, and it's all this doom and gloom." And when I walked out of there, I simply, you know, I got a friend named Jesus. I don't know, whatever everybody believes in. But I just said, "Well, Lord, you know what I have." But I didn't ask him one way or the other. I said, you know what I have? And I said, "I'll leave it in your hands." And he said that the chance of remission is like 5% because it's so aggressive. And within two months or so, you're right about the diet, the sugar's bad. That I continued a diet of chocolate chip cookies, hamburgers, milkshakes, and I didn't change anything. And it went into remission after like 2 months, and the doctor couldn't believe. He thought the machine was wrong. But your attitude is very important, too, and that's you have that positive attitude.
Absolutely. Now, when's the teleconference?
It's this Saturday. It's going to be at 10 a.m. And if people cannot to join live, they can the call will be recorded, and they can listen to it at any time.
Oh, cool.
And what's cool is that everyone who is on the teleseminar who listens to the call, David is offering a special consult package. His full consultations and protocols and everything are kind of pricey. He's about $2,000 a month. So he's doing a special consult package for those who are on the call as part of the fundraiser as well. You get an hour with him, and the full analysis for $200. And $25 of every one of those will go towards my treatment. So he's just been so generous. I mean, really generous.
David is,
as far as you're concerned, spot on, right? This is no hocus-pocus stuff. This is the real deal.
No juju, no hocus-pocus. This man's God-given ability to see energy and how it relates in your physiological body and how to recommend a path to health is why I'm alive today.
And you don't have to be on your deathbed to get
no.
that type of advice. Better to get
exactly.
it in advance, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
close the barn door before the horse leaves. Yep.
Exactly. You say that, Rita. And it's funny because he had told me when I first talked to him, if I had come to him like 3-4 months earlier, I would never have had this hip degeneration. I would never have half the things that my body has been going through because I could have prevented it.
Mm-hmm.
That And that's what I am.
But you know,
so
Kelly, you were saying what you went through, Kelly, and Reith and I talk about this. This stress thing in this business it takes its toll, big time.
Huge.
And
huge.
We don't eat properly. We don't sleep properly. We're go all the time. Like Eric's always going on the stuff he's building so much. But you gotta take time to smell the roses and eat and sleep. You know.
Exactly.
Get away from the stress stuff. It's dangerous.
Absolutely. So we're out of time, but Kelly, give us the information of how you can be reached and the information about the teleseminar.
Okay, teleseminar, you can sign up. Go to brainchild114.com.
And Kelly, we have a studio in Orange County. We want you to come down. We want you to come down to our studio in Orange County. We got the largest studio in Orange County, Easy Way Broadcasting Studio. Yeah, we got to come down there. And Eric's on the Chinese CEO Society website. We got to get you tied in with them. They're the biggest business owners in China, and they love him. They got him right in there as their main person, host, and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's with the United Nations Assembly. So we got to hook up, and we got to we want Kelly to go for a long, long time.
Absolutely,
exactly.
But it's Brainchild, and that's the numbers 114.com.
Correct.
And Kelly Capel or Kay Capel.
Kelly,
exactly.
And you can just Google that, and they'll find you everywhere. And check out her Facebook page, because the pictures and stuff, I followed her journey. And it's fascinating to see her journey. And check into the teleconference, because not only is it going to help Kelly, because she's still in that ongoing battle, but it's going to help you, because you're going to get some valuable information.
Yep.
It's only going to cost you $25 to be on the teleconference call that would, I know, cost you a lot more money. And you'll have the opportunity to get an hour consultation with David for just $200.
I'm sure you
will get that personal information. And we all need to do that preventative stuff, you know, especially since we're baby boomers. We've done a bunch of damage to our bodies over the years. We went through the 60s and the 70s, you know. So I'm really excited. I expect to be on the teleconference this Saturday at 10 a.m. Kelly, it's been great having you on the show.
Thank you, Kelly.
I'm just loving that you're healthy and vibrant and your old self again.
You sound so positive.
Or your
That's
new
so cool.
old self.
My new old self.
And remember, Kelly, out of fire, gold is forged, you know?
Exactly.
And
you're
just an inspiration to a lot of people, because we can hear it in your voice. You have a lot of positive in your voice and everything. That's
well,
so cool.
I really want to be an inspiration, because too many people are going through health crises with pain and suffering, and you don't
doom
have
and gloomers.
To.
Yeah, you
don't have to. If you can reach down deep inside and latch on to that faith and
faith is first.
Perspective,
yep.
you can get through it and get through it fast, and you don't have to suffer.
Yep, I've always told her faith first. Well, thank you, Kelly, so much for coming
so
up, because we know you're so busy.
Oh,
God bless, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much,
bye,
guys.
Kelly.
I love you both.
She is so cool, Reith, you know.
And she really is. I want to encourage people to tune into the teleseminar. And, Jim, we are so out of time.
Out of time again.
But we want to remind everybody to go to the Easy Way app. Go to your app store, and you can just look up Eric Zuhle, and you can get the Easy Way app. Go to easywaybroadcasting.com. Go to Facebook, Baby Boomers Live. Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting. You can just find out everything that's going on the network, all the events that are coming up. You can text 313131, text Easy Way to that, 313131, and you can get text updates. Text Easy Way to 22828, and you can subscribe to the Easy Way mailing list. And, Jim, it's great.
Good job, Reva. Reva, I can't help but picturing you in a cowboy hat and the vest and the blue, I don't know, because when I think of Wyoming, I got to get updated on Wyoming, I guess. I picture you on a horse.
Yippee-yi-yo. Hey, what can I say? I'm a old cowhand from the Rio Grande. No.
Reva, we got to get you with the real cowboys.
Okay. trust me, I'm here with the real cowboys. They've all got cowboys.
We
got to
get you with the real cowboys.
So it's a great show, Jim. See you next Monday.
See you next Monday, everyone, and thanks for tuning in, and thank you, Kelly.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.